of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Nasty Bitters, The Simplest, and Eating After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Master Bitch is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Master Bitch Presents the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network's Drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I am here with the I Did Not Make These Podcast Network. I did not make these rankings.
I did not make these podcast network rankings.
Well, hold on. Technically, I didn't make these podcasts. All right, just want to make, but I am here with the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network. Start off, Kendra, how are you?
I'm good. I had a really good dinner, so I'm really happy. My nephew made brownies, so that was delicious. But yeah, I'm Kendra, the host of Crushgasm, the podcast where guests come through and they talk about their favorite crushes and a lot more. So yeah, crushgasmpodcast.com.
Okay. And Amanda.
Hello. I am just now eating my dinner, which is an hour and a half late pizza that was made incorrectly. So excuse me if I'm a little cranky, but I'm ready to be here with you guys. You're going to make me laugh. I'm going to make you laugh. We're going to have fun. I host the Sip List, a top five podcast, and you can find it on the podcast network that we'll go over later. And yeah, other stuff that we'll talk about at the end. So thanks for having me on our own show.
Harvey.
Hello. As it says on the screen, if you're watching, my name is Harvey Laguerre. I'm host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black podcast with the hot wife, Carice. But today, talking about what I truly enjoy, unnecessary drafts about just stuff because it's fun. Who's this Chris dude and why did we leave him out?
He picked the topic, but we're doing it too late for him. So, Chris, you had your chance, Grandpa.
Stay up. You know. Okay. Either way, well, thanks, Chris. And I will do my best to win this topic in your honor. Fun times will be had. But yay.
Nice.
All right. Casey, and not new headphones.
Yes, because evidently I don't know how to work fucking technology. So. But I am Casey. I am host of An Evening at the Movies. I am a co-host on Season to Season. I am a co-host on the up-and-coming, soon-to-be-recorded podcast, Literature Reapers. I am also a part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. And also, I don't feel we should get too far into this episode without announcing the fact, again, like we announced last night, soon to be appearing on the great podcast Crushgasm. I am Casey. I am here for shenanigans and good times and maybe make some fun of Harvey while we're at it.
That's just part of the day.
Okay, so again.
Sorry, real quick, I am sending this to Chris because he did pick our first topic and he wants to hop on. I hope that's okay. He said he couldn't do it and now he's saying he can. Is that cool?
If everybody okay with it, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Well, come on in.
He said he couldn't do it
last minute. He's doing it on the fly. Well, is he prepared? Oh my God.
Super duper last minute.
Well, that being said, again, my name is DeAndre Robinson, host of Everything Masturbators. And yeah. Yeah. We have Chris on here. Chris, how you doing?
I am good. How are y'all?
I'm sleepy.
Confused.
Confused as hell. I'm not going to lie.
Gray's probably high, too.
Always.
Always.
It is what it is. So we are going to do the two drafts today. Our first draft, because Chris is, I think, going to do one. We're going to do his first. It was the 80s and 90s science fiction movies. And it will go like this, draft order. Myself, Kendra, actually it's Chris, then Amanda, then Harvey, then Casey. Those are the the draft order. And like always, this is a snake style draft. So I will go first, Kendra second, Chris third, Amanda's Harvey, Casey. Then second round, Casey, Harvey, Amanda, Chris, Kendra, myself. All right. With that being said, let's have some fun. I am first. Let's just get it off the board right now. I'm going back to the future, 1985.
God damn it.
Let's get that off the board right now.
I didn't have to look at the list because I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, there's no way that would get to you.
Yeah, that didn't have a chance to stay. No.
All right. Mm-hmm. Kendra.
There's one I want, and I don't think it'll get back to me, but I want this one more. Mars Attacks.
Oh.
Mars Attacks.
Nice.
Good pick.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to go with some pure science fiction here. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan!
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, y'all Star Trek people.
Amanda.
Well, since Dre took my number one pick.
And the only sci-fi movie she knows.
Fuck you. I know a lot, actually.
Fuck you.
This is the only one I'm picking straight for the voters. I am going for The Matrix.
Solid.
Good pick. Harvey.
I'm going to go with Blade Runner.
Good call.
Nice.
And Casey, your last.
And I think it is safe to say that I am fully prepared for the backlash that this pick is going to get, but I don't give a fuck. So, Dre,
dude, Schindler's List is not a sci-fi film. <Don't pick it.
laughs> Neither don't is The Crow. Now,
I'm going with 1980s. Go ahead and say it, Dre. Fuck Star Wars.
Fuck Star Wars. Well, we're gonna say, well, Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars was 77. I'm going.
Did we do years with this? Okay.
I'm going with 1980s Empire Strikes Back.
Best of the trilogy.
It's like a 9-way tie for all of them sucking. Like they all suck.
There you go, Harvey. No. Number one, Back to the Future, Mars Attacks, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, The Matrix, Blade Runner, and Empire Strikes Back. Casey, you're on.
So, I'm hoping by doing this that there's going to be some people out there who can sympathize with my pain. And I'm going to incur the wrath of Dre one more time with fuck Star Wars, and I will go with Return of the Jedi.
Or hashtag Star Wars is trash. I came up with that one. But fuck Star Wars works for me too.
I think Casey's a furry.
And that's why I love her so much. There you go.
So
there
many
you
reasons. Dislike of Star Wars. Yes.
Put her on top. There you go. There she goes. Harvey's on you.
So far, so good. Like, a lot of my options are still sitting here. I know that'll go away as we progress, but let's go back in time and let's go with Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Solid.
Oh, shit. I did not mean to do that.
Hi, Dre.
There you go. That's a big ass face right there.
That's what she said. But I don't know if that even fits, but that's what she said.
All right. Amanda. Oh. Okay. Amanda's writing it out. She's having some issues. If you want to write it out again, I can say it. Get pick.
Because of the pizza. That's the problem. The pizza is affecting your internet connection.
The pizza is affecting
Hashtag carbs are bad for you.
Pepperoni ruins the bandwidth. If only that were true.
There's a joke in there about sausage taking up all the room, though.
Okay, Amanda, you want to give? You good?
Sorry about that, and I didn't hear anything you guys said. So is it?
We talk shit.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
What did Harvey pick?
Harvey picked Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Okay. I will be picking Independence Day.
Nice. Nice.
Just for Harvey.
Son of a bitch. I was going to pick that my next round. Harvey. Darn it.
Chris.
Let's go with Aliens.
Nice.
Aliens. Okay.
Alien or
Best
Aliens?
Of the series. S.
Aliens.
Because Alien is from the
70s. Yeah, 1986. Yeah. All right. All right, Kendra.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, don't die.
Classic. Ooh, well done. Nice.
Damn it, Kendra.
Kendra. All right. So let's do the Fifth Element here for me.
Nice.
I love the fifth element. Oh my god. Okay. So much fun. So much fun.
So we have Return of the Jedi. For round two, we have Return of the Jedi, Close Encounter of the Third Kind, Independence Day, Aliens, Jurassic Park, and the Fifth Element. Round three is on me. And let's go fuck Star Wars, because let's do the best of these. Spaceballs, 1987.
Yes.
Hey, Amanda, isn't Spaceballs how Casey lost that trivia contest?
Which one?
You.
All right, Kendra.
I don't know if it counts, but it has aliens and sort of like alien tech. So Space Jam. How did they get Charles Barkley in a basketball? Alien technology.
The biggest stretch of that movie is Sean Bradley having talent. Other than that, I mean,
oh my goodness. My God,
I'm gonna give it to her.
Yeah, it's Kendra. She gets to pick this.
if that's what you call sci-fi, that's dead.
Yeah,
Chris.
Bill Murray went down a hole, golf hole. Like
he did. It is science fiction.
I'm still recovering from that last pick. I'm gonna need a moment. let's go with Gattaca.
Oh my god, Gattaca's the only movie I ever walked out of in a theater.
What? Oh wow!
I hated Gattaca. I thought it sucked the largest of balls. The largest.
Wow.
Can I just say that's two movies Chris has picked this week that somebody's walked out of? Because he picked what's the Bruce Willis one that you picked that I walked out of?
Last Man Standing.
Yeah, Last Man Standing. Walked out of the theater. It was awful.
Oh, awful. Gattaca was trash.
Oh, Gattaca was amazing.
Oh. No. Oh, God. What?
How did we get one of these commenters?
So my point exactly. So let's get some spam on here.
We got spam comments.
We are big time now. We got spam comments.
Woo! Right, we got bots.
There you go. All right. So normally, and just pause it real quick. Normally, this go live on Facebook and Twitter. However, though, today this is live on Facebook, Twitter, the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast page. And on Twitch.
Nice.
On Twitch too?
We're twitching.
Nice.
So this is live.
Shit, right. I had no idea. I won't want to be a Twitcher.
I tried. I can't figure it
Twitchster,
out.
Twitcher. I don't know what the term is. It's Thriller. Okay.
All right. Amanda.
I believe the proper response is Twitch, please.
Okay.
Amanda.
No, it's Chris.
No, Chris picked Gattaca.
No, I got another movie somebody walked out of.
My bad. I am going with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, I'm just about to pick that horrible fucking movie.
That movie's amazing.
I'm loving these picks.
It's better than Bogus Journey.
Everything was better than Bogus Journey.
I've had bowel movement better than Bogus Journey. I'm just saying Bill and Ted's ain't sci-fi. Oh, they time travel. Never mind.
I mean, it is science fiction. Oh, what's up, Biggs?
It is
science fiction. It is what it is.
It's not science fiction.
What? Time travel is science fiction? Time travel.
Not in my very snobbish opinion, no.
Because I pick Back to the Future, so that technically that means that it's not science fiction.
Well, I can change my pick. I can take a different one.
Keep your pick, babe.
Sci-fi has always been about allegory and social commentary.
Oh, that's perfect for my pick that comes up next.
All right, Harvey, so you did.
Hit me, Harvey, right between the eyes.
I'm picking a Clockwork Orange.
Ooh.
Is that 80s?
Yes.
I thought we did 70s and 80s. What?
No,
I
didn't even realize.
80s and 90s?
80s and 90s.
Okay, if that, all right, well, if that's know. The case, then this doesn't fit. 70s. I didn't even realize we had a year to it, but if you want me to take, to be honest, then I need to take my number two and three picks out. If we went by years, because Close Encounters is 77 and Clockwork is 71. Do I need to take those out?
Yeah, you do.
I was wondering about Close Encounters, too. I was like, that's not 80s.
It's 80s and 90s.
I didn't realize that was the case. All right. All right. So then
it sucks for you, though, because we are picking a lot of good choices on tech.
Yeah.
It's for you. But so you're number two.
All right. So then so number two, I am going to go with, I wish I could pick that. Let's go with Total Recall for number two.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Nice.
God damn it. All right, when your third pick.
Let me write my list here. So Total Recall. And number three is going to be I'm gonna take 12 Monkeys.
Good one.
I loved that movie. Can I just say
it's a good movie. It's a
good movie.
It is.
All right, Casey.
I think I'm going to go after a significant other vote with my next pick. And I will be going after somebody's husband's vote and picking Back to the Future 3.
That was on my list, I'm not gonna lie. It really was.
You'll all get right. George's vote with that one for sure.
Round three, Spaceballs, Space Jam, Gattaca, Bill and Ted, 12 Monkeys, and Back to the Future 3. Casey, round four.
Let's see, take that one off my list because I just picked it. No, we'll save that one for my bench.
Thirty-second shot clock.
E.T.
God damn you! That was my next pick.
That was only a matter of time.
I should have picked it second. Mm-hmm. That was my bad.
All right, Harvey.
It's a whole new spin on my picks here. I'm gonna pick Ex Machina.
Ooh.
If you don't know. What?
Wasn't that a 2000s movie?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Son of a mother. I'm so proud of that.
I'm Googling your movies, bro.
Okay. You know what?
I mean, Ex Machina is a great movie, but...
Ex Machina was 2014, actually.
Close. Couldn't argue that. All right, so
somebody didn't understand the homework assignment.
Apparently I didn't. All right, so I'm gonna go. All right, so I'm gonna replace it with Cocoon.
Oh,
you would.
1985, baby. It fits. It fits.
All right. It's all about the old people.
Yeah.
All right. Oh shit. No wonder. You know it fits.
Quaker Oats himself.
Let me talk to you about diabetes.
And before anybody comes for us, I'm type 1 and Harvey's type 2 and Casey is type 2, so don't come for us. We know what we're talking about.
Listen, don't come for it at all because it was funny to me. Listen, my favorite commercial is Help Me, I'm Falling, I Can't Get Up. That shit's the funniest shit. That's the funniest shit I've ever seen in my damn life.
I can't get up.
I'm going to the seven layer of hell. I know it. Yep. That shit is funny. Funny as hell.
Chris sends us at least one message a day saying I'm going to hell for this, but it's hilarious.
Normally it's first thing in the morning too.
I've got a Mac road. It just types itself at this point.
Alright, Amanda, it's on you. Round four.
Alright, I can't believe this one made it this far, so I am snatching it. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Before we move on any further.
No, don't you dare. No.
You have the option.
It's happening. No,
I'll wait. She can have Terminator 2.
Okay.
I hate you.
All right, Chris, it's on you.
Enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm going to go with The Abyss.
Nice. Good nice.
Kendra.
I'm going to go Spooky. I'm going to go The Faculty.
Oh, I love that movie.
I had that one. I was hoping I'd get it on my bench. Good choice.
All right. Well, I'm surprised that this is even here at round four. 1984 Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was really hoping nobody would think of it.
All right. So we have
favorite movie, Jerry.
I'm surprised this here round four.
Yeah.
So round four, we have E.T., Cocoon, Terminator 2, The Abyss, The Faculty, and Ghostbusters.
Well, realistically, Amanda, if you want Ghostbusters, you could still take Ghostbusters 2.
That's true, but I picked Ghostbusters a lot, so I was like, I won't pick it for this one.
She'll probably take Ghostbusters 2 like a champ.
I should.
All right, round five, and this is hard.
That's what she said.
Let's go musical here. Let's go Little Shop of Horror.
Yes. I don't know if I'd call that sci-fi.
He's a mean green mother from outer space, and he's mad.
I mean, it's in the theme. Like, what do you want?
All right, Kendra, it's on you.
Eddie Murphy's Nutty Professor.
Yep. Sci-fi is a very wide.
It's science.
True.
Not to Chris, right? But
science,
that's okay.
Science. The term sci-fi is science fiction. I mean, it is science. It's fiction.
Science, and it's not true.
Listen, exactly. That's what it is. All right, Chris, is on you.
Man, where do I want to go on this one?
Straight to hell.
Probably. Wow. Probably. Man, I had my pick in my head. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'm going to go with a deep cut. Let's go with Enemy Mine.
Dirty. I don't know that one. Ooh, it's fun.
It's really, really good.
Okay, I'm going to write it down.
Lou Gossett Jr. and Dennis Quaid play warring... Louis Scott Jr. is an alien, and they end up crash landing on the same planet, and it's some amazing, amazing storytelling in science fiction.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm going to act like that you don't have somebody tell you the answer in the background, Chris, but there you go. All right. Amanda, it's on you.
What?
Yeah, somebody said Dennis Quaid in the background.
Is that Cassandra?
Yeah, that was my peanut gallery.
Okay. All right, for my fifth pick, I am going to go with one of my favorite movies from the 90s, Flatliners. I mean, Casey, silence your phone, bro.
Says the woman who literally, while I was trying to do my shout out Wednesday night, whose phone kept going off, interrupting me.
Pretty sure that was actually mine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, last night, that wasn't me. Never mind. Tuesday night was me.
Okay, well, Harvey.
For Tuesday night, I mean.
No, for my number five pick. For my number five pick, let's go with Starship Troopers.
Nice. One.
Yep.
Am I going to tell me that was like 2001 or something?
No, it's 90s. I wrote it down.
Say 97?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, yes. I checked that before I said it, but that was
right. I wrote it down, so yeah.
All right, Casey.
So we're gonna go back to the 80s and we're gonna go with a teenage trailer park white trash.
Do it.
Lance Guest, who is tasked with saving the world from intergalactic warfare, we're going to go with The Last Starfighter.
Nice.
Well played, sir.
Good one.
All right, so round five. Until
this morning, I did not know Seth Rogen is trying to remake.
Oh, damn. Damn
okay.
It.
Round five, Little Shop of Horror, Nutty Professor, Enemy Mine, Flatliner, Starship Troopers, and The Last Starfighter. We have one pick left, and it's our bench. Casey, what are you putting on your bench?
Oh, I feel like I could go ridiculous. I could go Stephen King. Mm-hmm. Or I could go with a particular police movie. I'm going to go with Dead or Alive, You're Coming With Me. Peter Weller, Red Foreman, I'm going with RoboCop.
Nice.
Harvey.
I would just like to say, fuck you, Casey. I was going to take RoboCop, you sorry son of a bitch. And I've moved on.
I just want to drop this in. For Peter Cetera, I'm taking RoboCop.
This is Ben's bro. I took him the first round. I broke your heart early, all right?
I was not taking RoboCop in the first round. Fuck
damn
that.
Damn right you weren't. Damn right. I will end this, and let's go with Event Horizon.
Nice.
All right, Amanda.
So I just thought of a quick question because we never clarified this, and not that I think he would use it on this, but can the veto be used at any time? Even though Casey's already made all his picks, could he still veto this pick just to piss me off?
He could veto one pick. He got one pick to veto. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. All right. Well, I am going with, for my bench, Mom and Dad Save the World.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, because there was a chance of me vetoing that choice.
No, that's why I asked now, because I knew you weren't going to veto that.
Can I? Just
no. Because that movie is fucking great.
Take it back.
All right. Chris is on you.
Okay, so I really want to go to another 80s movie, but my wife is in the room now, so I'm going to make the I wish to maintain access to the muffin shop pick. So we're going to go from 1999, the greatest Star Trek movie ever made, Galaxy Quest.
Yes, I almost picked that, Chris.
Thank you for not picking that, Amanda.
I thought you would have taken it already, honestly.
I thought about it, but there was some good stuff that was still available. That yeah.
There's a lot
of always good stuff available.
Yeah.
Unless
somebody takes the chair in the first round.
Do I need to throw this out here for the weekly disclaimer? We could probably do a second version of this and still have plenty of options.
Yeah. If we can open it up to the 70s, hell, to the 60s.
I'd pick
son
Close
of a
Encounters.
Bit.
Oh man, this island Earth, the Earth.
I was so ready to. I was ready to drop Planet of the Apes on you people, and I couldn't do it. I'm so upset. Damn it! Oh.
Right.
On Kendra. You people.
I just got you.
You people.
Wow.
All right. My boy Rick Moranis, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Nice. Yes.
Good fucking pick.
That's why Kendra wins every week. That's what it is. She's about to win again. She's about to win again. Oh, my God.
All right. So I'm the last pick, and I have so many. I don't know what to go here.
Go black.
The black one, if I vote, you're not going to like.
Listen, if it's going to be Men in Black, just do it and get it out the way.
I do have back on my list. I'm just going fucking ridiculous. I'm just going to go ridiculous and ridiculous, all right? Fuck it. Okay. I'm going to go Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Nice. Nice.
That literally was my ridiculous pick that I passed on for RoboCop.
Not Theodore Rex starring Whoopi Goldberg and Adam Rex.
Oh my God. The prequel.
My bench pick was going to be Stay Tuned, but I only know like three people that have seen that, and I was like, I'm not going to get any votes, but that movie is fucking legit. If you haven't seen Stay Tuned.
So I still have seven more, I think. Man, I do have Ben back on my list. I have Terminator on my list, Ghostbusters 2, Predator, I was gonna go Face Off one time, but I don't know.
I have Face Off.
Face Off, and then Weird Science is on here.
Short
Circuit.
Does anybody have Batteries Not Included?
I have batteries not included.
I love that movie.
Incredible B science fiction movies either.
Right. Flash Gordon, Buckaroo Banzai.
I have Flash Gordon. Flash
Gordon, man.
I should have picked Batteries Not Included instead of Bill and Ted. I thought about it.
I love Batteries Not Included. Love that movie. So much fun.
For our rosters, myself, we got Back to the Future, The Fifth Element, Spaceballs, Ghostbusters, Little Shop of Horrors, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Kendra, Mars Attacks, Jurassic Park, Space Jam, the facility.
Facility.
The facility.
I need to go to the facilities. I'll be right back.
The Faculty, Nutty Professor, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Imagine Nutty Professor 1, because other ones suck monkey balls. Star Trek 2, Chris, Star Trek 2, Aliens, Gattaca, The Abyss, Enemy Mine, Jesus, Galaxy Quest, Amanda, The Matrix, Independence Day, Bill and Ted, Terminator 2, Flatliners, and Mom and Dad Saves the World. Harvey, Blade Runner, Total Recall, 12 Monkeys, Cocoon, Starship Troopers, and Event Horizon. And Casey, two fucking Star Wars movies, Back to the Future 3, E.T., The Last Starfighter, and RoboCop.
Either right. Kendra or Casey. All the Star Wars nerds are going to pick that, and that'll win. Mm-hmm. Or everybody else will be like, oh my God, look at her. That's so cute. Oh my God.
Yes.
All right, Chris, are you staying for the second one? Or are you going?
Yeah, I'm good if you'll have me.
Oh, yeah, we're good. So we're doing 80 songs that never hit number one.
Yeah, specific topic of the week.
Really, really specific.
Thanks, Casey.
However, though, before we get on, we got to go off last week's winners. So for biopics, number three was Casey, number two was Harvey, and myself won. There you go.
Woo, all right. Cheers.
And quintessential 90 songs. Number three, yes. Casey, myself number two, and number one, Harvey, Black on Black.
All right. Black on Black on Black.
So next week, we are doing classic rock songs. It had to be 80 and older. And sitcom supporting characters. And once you pick the sitcom.
Oh, did you say 80? So 80
like 1980
and
or
80s and older. 80s, 1980s and older.
No, like the whole decade of the 80s?
No, 1980.
Okay.
The actual year 80. Okay.
I played it. Okay.
All right. And
that was just so long.
And sitcom supporting characters. And once you pick the sitcom, you cannot pick the sitcom again.
Whoa.
All right. And I heard.
Harvey was an ass with that
I know
one.
What I'm not getting.
No, because it would have just been one. The Office. It would have been Jim. It would have been Jim. And it would have been What's Her Name. And then it would have been. And come on. Nah. I'm trying to make you. Like I said, well, I'm making y'all work.
It would have been like Amanda and Kendra. Your fucking list would have been like Jim, Michael, Pam.
Yes.
Or it would have been everybody from Friends because you're the only ones picking them. You know.
No, that's an ensemble. That's not the same. That's where we were getting into the argument.
I don't know.
Friends is an ensemble. How I Met Your Mother's an ensemble. Modern Family's an ensemble. There's not a main character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess How I Met Your Mother, you could argue for Ted because he's narrating it, but. Anyway.
No, there's more ensemble. And thank you. I was trying to figure out what kind of shows there were. Ensemble shows. I like that. Like Friends,
yeah.
How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, and like The League. Like
I think Big Bang has a great ensemble, but that show is Sheldon's show.
Yeah, he's
and everybody works around Sheldon. I think a lot of shows have a central character. And I think Sheldon's
But we'll get to that next week.
Different discussion.
All right, and we will have on next week as well. We will have Today We Laugh and Learn podcast coming all the way across the pond to do this. All right,
my God,
Pip Pip Cheerio! All right,
Harry Potter,
Pip Pip Cheerio! Oh, my God.
All right, so we are doing now 80 songs that never hit number one. And the
on
order
Billboard
is
Hot 100.
Billboard Hot 100, yes.
The only chart that matters, baby.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the list of the thing. All right, Harvey first, Casey second, Amanda, then Chris, Kendra, then myself. And then, like I said, it's snake style, so myself, Kendra, Chris, Amanda, Casey, Harvey. All right. With that being said, Harvey, on you.
That's awesome. I have number one pick. I love it.
Oh, boy.
With the number one pick, I'm going to go with Purple Rain.
You motherfucker. That's why I wanted to trade. I didn't care about the fucking.
That's why you wanted to trade.
Right. Right. That's why I wanted to trade.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
hit number one.
Yeah, it was number one. Two for like 2 weeks. No, it was number two for 3 weeks, and then it fell back.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Casey.
We are going to go with Your Love by The Outfield.
Damn it. Josie's on a vacation far away. Sorry. We should not have done this. I'm going to sing it.
It's my favorite decade. You know I'm going to have this.
All right, Amanda.
All right. I am going with In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Ooh.
That didn't go number one?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't even think it hit number two or three. I looked them all up, but I can't remember.
I could have sworn I was going to pick that, and I didn't because it I don't know. Okay, I'm going to believe you, but you know.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to ask a very, very existential question, which is, why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat? Atomic Dog by George Clinton.
Wait, Atomic what? Dog?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Parliament Funkadelic. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going with... Oh, what is it? Sexual Healing, Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
I can't even insult you because you're singing, but damn you, Kendra. Damn you,
Harvey. The highest In the Air Tonight got on the Billboard Top 100 was number 19.
Wow.
Really? Okay.
Wow. It got number two on the rock chart.
Okay. Okay.
So what I'm doing here for this draft, I'm just going. Last draft I did pen for votes. I'm not gonna lie. This draft I'm just going what I like, and I like cheesy. I like hilarious and ridiculousness. I'm going Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
There we go. Party all the time.
All right, you damn right. All right, so round one is Purple Rain. Your Love is by Your Love. In the Air Tonight, Atomic Dog, Sexual Healing, and Party All the Time. It's on me for round two. And Let's Go Open Arms by Journey.
Damn you.
It's easy. That's like the first song that came up when I was looking this up.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go Believe It or Not by Joey Scarberry.
Great song. One of my favorite theme songs ever.
All right, well, I'm hoping to get motherfucked by Amanda here in a second. Want to be starting something by MJ.
Really good fucking pick. Jesus.
I was shocked also that one didn't hit number one, because I swear to God, every track off that album hit number one.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Amanda's on you.
Okay. Hold on. Because now I'm doubting myself.
As you should be.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
Damn it. Oh, it did. Okay, my bad. I am gonna go with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
So interesting.
All right, Casey.
All right. I believe we have fooled around long enough. I need some Peter Cetera on my list so that Harvey can't take him. But unfortunately, there is a wealth of Peter Cetera to pick from in this category. So
that's right.
If Harvey is so inclined, Harvey will get some Peter Cetera. We're going to go 1984, peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
You are the inspiration.
From Chicago.
Did you say 94?
Wait, what is it? What is it?
Hard Habit to Break.
Oh, it's not even what I thought you were going to pick. It is.
There's a wealth. I mean, I could literally have done my whole list from Chicago that did.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Harvey.
Okay. I'm going to stick. Oh, wait a minute. I thought I knew what I was going to do.
You don't pick it.
I was right. No, you won't. Okay, there you go. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club?
Nice.
My first bit.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Yes.
Do, and I guess I do want to make you cry.
Yeah. All right, so round two. Open Arms, Believe It or Not. Want to Be Starting Something. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Hard Habit to Break. And Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Harvey's on you.
Let's go with You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston.
Ooh, good one.
I bet she does give good love. Gave.
Or not did. Anymore, sadly. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite songs of hers, too.
Okay. Casey.
All right. So we're going to go a little bit further down the Hot 100 from 1986. We're going to go with a song by the late, great Eddie Money. And I just want to tell you guys, I want to go back.
Down to Electric Avenue. And then we take it higher.
Higher. Wah, okay. Wah.
So what's the actual name of the song?
Electric Avenue. I want to go back.
No, Electric Avenue's name is up.
I picked I Want to Go Back.
Electric Avenue was by a different act, a different singer.
Oh, I thought you were okay.
I said Eddie Money.
Eddie Grant. Oh, I'm sorry.
I said Eddie Money, not Eddie Grant.
Oh, you said Eddie Money. Damn, I am getting
I Want to Go Back.
Where is my Metamucil? Son of a.
All right, Amanda, it's on you.
I just get started singing Harvey. I am gonna go with Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Yeah, I know that's what's going to make it to me. Jeez. All right, Chris.
Let's do Endless Summer Nights by Richard Marx.
Oh, good one.
How did we not know that you were going to go
Endless Summer Nights Richard Marx at some point song. In the draft?
Yeah. Kendra.
You got to go Wham! Freedom.
I don't know if I want to be on Crush Gasm anymore.
All right. So for the end of this round, let's go Stripping. Let's go Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Yeah, yes.
Really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
late 80s.
Round three. You Give Good Love. I Want to Go Back. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Endless Summer's Nights. Freedom. And Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's on me. Let's go to a band that I saw about 10 years ago that I didn't know I was gonna go see. I didn't know who they were, but I just knew one song. Tom Sawyer. So let's go with Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Nice.
Wow.
Tom Sawyer is a good one.
If there's anything I did not expect to hear from you, it's
Tom Sawyer.
It's Rush.
So quick story. My grandma lived in Manhattan, and I used to go there once a month. And friends like, you want to go to this concert? And I was bored as hell. I was like, yeah, let's go. I go. The Rush is performing. And everybody performing. Rush is come out. Everybody's going crazy, standing room only. And I know none of the fucking songs. And they did Tom Sawyer last. I was like, oh, I know this song. I know that song. I was like, all right, cool. All right, Kendra's on you.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm seeing, speaking of concerts, I'm seeing her in May. Janet Jackson, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
What have you done for me lately?
That was on my list.
Mm. All right, Chris.
Well, I guess I'll continue the trend of going to see them in concert in whatever month that is coming up. Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Ooh, good one.
You son of a bitch.
Yes.
All right, Amanda.
Okay. Damn it. Okay. I am going to pick... Damn it.
I remember that song.
My mother used to sing that one all the time.
I am going to pick Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Motherfucker! That's my next pick. Ah, good pick. Good freaking pick. That was definitely my next pick.
I've been waiting.
Oh, girl like
you.
The Loose Baby.
To my life.
Okay. All right. Casey's on you.
All right. I feel a little bit of sorrow for my last pick and the confusion that it created. So I don't want Harvey to be dancing on screen in vain.
You want him dancing up here?
I'm going to go with Eddie Grant.
Oh.
And we're going to go down to Electric Avenue.
Is that when he takes me home tonight?
That's Eddie Money.
I know it's Eddie Money.
I don't
know. I knew any rabbit lyrics, I'd go with that instead.
So I heard Eddie and I got excited.
So do we know that this is that they hit number one though? I feel like it did.
It did in the UK, but I don't think it did.
No.
I Googled all of mine.
Wikipedia is like the actual best thing because put a song in Wikipedia shows you where it charted. So
I'm Googling right now as we speak.
The problem is some of them hit number one on other Billboard charts, but we're talking strict top 100. Top 100, they didn't.
All right, well,
Casey Kasem didn't announce it doesn't count.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Harvey's on you.
Okay, all right, so let's go with... I'm going to go back to my original artist. I Would Die For You by Prince.
Mm. Ooh.
My favorite Prince song of all time, God is true.
Well, you know, it's so good.
Before Harvey makes his next pick, really quick, I want to say Electric Avenue peaked on the Billboard
number two.
100 at number two.
Okay. Round four, Tom Sawyer, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Master of Puppets, Waiting For a Girl Like You, Electric Avenue, and I Would Die For You. Harvey, round five.
Five, I'm gonna go random and I'm gonna go with You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Oh, nice,
love that song.
Oh my god, oh that bass, he hit that hard. Oh.
All right, Casey.
I think I will go with a in honor of Harvey, another pick that is kind of linked to Phil Collins, but not directly linked to Phil Collins. And it is linked through to Phil Collins through Genesis. I'm going to go with Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion.
Okay. Amanda.
All right. I am gonna pick What I Like About You by the Romantics.
Absolutely nothing.
What I Like About You.
All right, Chris.
Oh, let's go One Vision by Queen.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
All right, Kendra.
This is my class graduation song, Beastie Boys, Fight For Your Right to Party.
Nice.
Nice.
Good one.
All right. So it's on me. And let's Right for Danny, right. Let's go to a song that one of the songs that I played with my daughter when she first came out, when she got let free last year. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington and
Washington Jr.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So, not the one by Will Smith and his.
Well, it's not in my 80s.
That's I prefer 80s. The Dr. Evil version.
All right. So, round five. You can call me Al, Land of Confusion, What I Like About You, One Vision, and Fight for Your Right, and Just the Two of Us.
Should all the right. Dr. Evil version be just the one and a half of us?
R.I.P. Vern Troyer.
All right, it's on me. It's our last pick of tonight. Don't want to pander. Doesn't want to go what I want.
Right.
Oh my go goodness. All right. If I pander, it won't go black. All right, I'm a pander. Let's go Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Damn it.
Nice.
I had that here.
I don't think I was going to pick it, but I considered it. Good choice.
All right, Kendra.
There's so many. A song that actually I learned is an 80s song and not a 90s song, to my surprise, Fast Car, Tracy Chapman.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, love that song.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I'm pretty sure she beat Whitney for like Song of the Year with that track. It's a
yeah.
To whom am I pandering to? I'm pandering to all the voters that doesn't have my same pigmentation. All right, so Chris, it's on you.
The melanin challenge.
Melanin nations. Yes.
So I'm going the opposite of Dre here. I'm gonna book in with another black artist that informed a lot of my musical taste and showed me what rap actually was supposed to be, as opposed to just, you know, Boats and Hoes, which who doesn't love a good Boats and Hoes song?
Don't get mad about Boats and Hoes.
I'm not, but Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
Speaking of Boats and Hoes, Amanda and I will be discussing Titanic on Moving at the Movies tomorrow.
Boats and One Hoe.
Well, Boat and Hoes.
Boat and Hoes.
I am Pacific staying off the episode because I want Amanda to enjoy the episode. Because if I'm on there, I'm going to fucking destroy that bullshit.
I want you to listen and hear me out.
Dre, hear me out. Why don't we get together and do a commentary episode on the episode?
Chris and I do that shit all the time. We're like, let's do commentary on what's actually happening on something else.
How do you think we watch
the director's cut of that episode? get the Blu-ray for that? And at this point, Amanda said some real dumb shit. And let me tell you why. And then it's 20 minutes in the second.
Okay, I'm going to pause this right here. What the fuck?
All right, and listen. Best play. Okay. Amanda's on you, baby.
So with my bench vote, I am not pandering. This is just a song that I really love, and it's not even one of their biggest hits, but I don't care. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to change my mind. But still not pandering. I'm going to go with Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
Okay, Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
All right, Casey.
So I'm going to go with a classic song from the 80s where the artist opened the song by making the statement that they come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. R.O.C.K. in the USA by Johnny Don't Call Me Cougar Mellencamp.
So is it actually R.O.C.K. or just rock?
It's R.O.C.K. in the USA.
R.O.C.K. in the USA. Rockin' in the USA.
All right, Harvey, you get the very, very last pick of the draft.
Allow me to just say, like, y'all didn't touch a lot of this list. There's so much more we could have done.
Big time.
Always. Yeah, I am gonna go with. I can't pander. It's not me. I'm picking a song that I loved a lot, and that is "Break My Stride" by Matthew Wilder.
Nice.
I love that song.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Can't nobody hold me down.
Oh no, I gotta keep on moving. I appreciate the music video where they play the song over somebody playing Super Mario Brothers 1.
That episode.
Yeah, I didn't. But there's 14 songs I still have on this list that I really could.
I got more than that, dude.
I got 14 still left on my list.
I was going to pick from my bench Bringing on the Heartbreak by Def Leppard, and then I switched it the last second. But
Crazy Trains, 99 Lift Balloons.
Dancing on the Ceiling, which is what I thought Casey was going with.
Danger Zone. I thought Casey,
I have Danger Zone.
What did you pick? Danger Zone, Casey? What the hell?
I want
somebody's watching me. Nobody picked Rockwell. What the hell?
Exactly. Manic Monday by the Bengals.
Prince is all through this thing, man.
Harvey, you love his king?
Sade, yes. Kendra, you know. She doesn't like, you know, so I'm not trying to get booted off of Crush Gas and pick Sade, so I'm not doing it.
All right, don't do it.
So here's the rosters. Harvey, Purple Rain, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? You Give Good Love, I Would Die for You, and Call Me Al, and Breaking My Stride.
Your Love,
Hard Habit, I Want to Go Back, Electric Avenue, Land of Confusion, and ROCK in the USA. Amanda, In the Air Tonight, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Waiting for a Girl Like You, What I Like About You, and Bad Reputation. Chris, Atomic Dog, When We Starting Something, Endless Summer, Master of Puppets, One Vision, Fight for the Power. Fight the Power, Jesus, Dre.
Oh, you got wrong, son?
Yeah, right, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Kendra, but then he got high.
No, that's the same. Fight apart one of my favorite songs because the Elvis line. The Elvis and John Wayne line. I love it. Anyway, Kendra, Sexual Healing, Believe It or Not, Freedom, What Have You Done for Me Lately, Fight for Your Right, and Fast Car. And myself, Party All the Time, Open Arms, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Tom Sawyer, Just the Two of Us, and Dancing in the Dark. All right, those are not gonna lie.
This playlist is gonna be freaking amazing when I release it.
Yeah. Damn sure.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yes, right. All 80s songs are amazing.
You are all correct. The best decade for music, movies, and TV. Fight me if you dare.
No.
Debate Nas on 80s. Nah, bro.
I'll give you one of those genres, but
yeah. I'll give you movies.
Nah, 90s music. Oh my god.
But I've got like 25 more songs.
All the 80s had was like Different Strokes and like Webster is like the same show over and over.
Whoa.
Punky Brewster is like ties. An old person with a bunch of little kids. Like,
I don't think that. Listen, no offense. Listen. I'll give you 80 songs because I do like 80 songs. 90s TV. It's better than 80s TV.
Right, TV is better than 80s TV.
You out your cotton picking mind, bro.
Listen, 90s you are TV so wrong. Is better I than agree. 80s TV.
We had the best. No. The 80s is when TV theme songs became like legit. That's when it hit.
I love you, Harvey, and I love 80s music, but the 90s was our peak as a human species.
Yeah, you also think Friends is funny, so.
Wow. Thank you.
With that being said, listen, next week we'll be doing classic rock songs that are 1980, not 80s, 1980 and older, okay? And sitcom supporting characters that once you pick that sitcom, you cannot pick that show again, okay? Nobody can pick that show again.
I'm so ready for that list, man. I'm ready to hear what I got to pick.
It's going to be so fucking cutthroat.
Oh, yes.
With that being said, let's say goodbye. Harvey first.
He's like, whoa,
what
big.
The hell? Oh, my God. Hey.
Hi, Harvey.
Okay. Hi. Harvey here. Hopefully you were enjoying listening to this. I believe I'm going to be the winner of the 80s songs, not number one list. But otherwise, I host Men of the Prize podcast. You can listen or watch that on HarveyLeGuerre.com, also a co-host of Love is Black Podcast, and you can listen to that on loveisblackpodcast.com. I host that with the Hot Wife Grease. And of course, I am proud to be a part of this group of awesome podcasters. Hope you enjoyed what you heard and saw if you're watching live. Peace.
Oh, no. There you go.
Oh, is everyone else? Oh.
There you go. I am Casey. I am host of An Evening at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast where we eat stale popcorn, drink watered-down sodas, and discuss all of our favorite movies and why we love them. Coming up,
that feels like a thinly veiled insult, May. Sorry, Casey. Continue.
Coming up, we have the boat movie coming up next week, as well as a double biopic month of March and April. We will be discussing biopics, as well as I've got stuff coming up on Season to Season with Dre and CJ. Amanda and Shannon and I will be releasing Literature Reapers in the next couple of weeks. And as always, you can find all of the shows on wherever you get your podcast listening fix. But you can find An Evening at the Movies at www.idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. Check us out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you were here. Because if you were watching, you are part of the cool few. And that's all I had to say. And I would like to turn it over to my co-host, Amanda.
Oh, it's nice. Me. Okay. It's me, Mario. Mm-hmm. I am Amanda, the host of the Sip List podcast, which is a top five ranked podcast of whatever you want to rank your top five of. I also co-host An Evening at the Movies with Casey and Crime Rewind with Shanna, which is a brand new true crime podcast. So definitely check that out. And we're all over social media. And again, at the I Did Not Make These Rankings website. So peace.
Oh, me. Oh, hello. I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. We're still crushing on the 90s. What do we have coming up? Oh, in 1996, why did a bunch of elementary school age, you know, girls love First Wives Club? And then 97, we're talking about Wu-Tang Forever. So,
oh, because First Wives Club is the shit. That's why.
I mean, it's just weird that that age, my age, I was 9, and I was like, I want to rent this movie about divorced women. Maybe I do like Sade. I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Ghetto Gandalf. Dude, I love the name, bro.
Well, y'all gave it to me last time I was here, so I thought I'd use it again. Okay. And I do want to say real quick that, as we all know, Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
Damn right. And Wu-Tang is for the children.
For the children, yes, sir. I'm Chris Cole. I'm the host of the One Step Paintball podcast. We're recording another episode this week talking about how to select gear. Infrequent collaborator, comic foil for the Sip List and Evening at the Movies.
Yes.
And thanks for having me. Night, everybody.
Okay, and last but not least, my name is DeAndre Robinson, host of Everything Masturbators and Season to Season. And yes, I should do this. We do have my new stickers. Actually, they're right here. There's a ton of bright, but new Masturbator stickers coming soon. And also other merch as well. Again, you can find me at everywhere you find everybody else at, any podcast place you find it. And I am a part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. And just like I said yesterday, I am very, very happy to have these four individuals in this network. We talk more about other stuff than podcasts, and it's fucking amazing. I want to thank you for it from the bottom of my heart. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Peace and hair grease.